Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Just a quick word here for Bud Light. As host of Soccer Matters, I remind you, nothing goes better together than great friends in Bud Light. So every time you tune in to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 or you go down to King's Court, don't forget to grab a bucket of Bud Lights. Grab your friends. Get a bucket, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Fox analysts, former Houston Dynamo. You know him from his time in the Premier League. Stuart Holden joining us right now. Stuart, thanks for coming on the program.
Glenn, always great to be on, my man.
Yeah, well, let's do a little talk about the MLS Cup final, because I know you're gonna be there. Let's talk a little bit about that. Then we'll get it into a little bit more for kicking for Houston, which is coming up really rapidly here on December 16th. So let's just start it off. I mean, if I look at the two teams going into this, Seattle and Toronto FC, it's a repeat of last year. It's obviously big money teams in Major League Soccer. Which team do you think is going into this MLS Cup final with slightly more momentum, or maybe in a little bit better form?
You know, I think when I look at this game, it's interesting because Toronto have had the better season of the two teams. They've, you know, the best season, major regular season record in MLS history. They won the Canadian Cup. They've had a relatively easy time through the playoffs. I mean, they had a challenge from the New York Red Bulls, and Columbus ran them close right at the end, but it never felt that they were going to lose those series. But they hadn't been in great form. And we hold them to a high standard because they had such a great year. Jovinko, Jozy Altidore, Victor Vasquez, all these stars that they have, we hold them to a high standard. So naturally, when there's a dip, everyone's saying, well, Toronto's not in great form. I argue the other way, because they're finding a way to win, and they're finding a way to win when it's ugly, and that's the sign of a good team sometimes. Seattle on the other side, they really just dispatched the Houston Dynamo. The Vancouver series always felt comfortable for them. So I really do believe that these are the two best teams in Major League Soccer. So it's going to be a great final. I think Toronto have enough to get over the line this time. Last year, they had the best chances. They couldn't do it. They lost on penalties. It was heartbreaking, and they have a point to prove. So if I'm thinking that one team is favored over the other, I'm going with Toronto FC.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people would go with you on that. I would just say I think Seattle goes in probably a little bit less pressure. Certainly, as you mentioned, very dominant over the Dynamo. I don't think any question. Haven't given up a goal in the playoffs. So I kind of think, you know, from that perspective, and they are a team that can hold the ball as well, which is a good counter to what TFC does. So, I mean, if TFC loses the ball, it might take a little longer to win it back than normal. So I just think maybe they're going in there with a little bit less pressure. Would you buy that theory?
I would, and I actually had this conversation with a friend earlier and said that Toronto are going to have more pressure because they're putting that pressure on themselves, because they feel their season will be vindicated. Everything will feel right if they win MLS Cup. But this is what they all want. You know, they all said Supporters Shield's great, Canadian Cup, yeah. But we set the goal on day one as MLS Cup or bust. And so here they are. And so that can work against you in some ways when you get into this high-pressure situation. And isn't that weird when you're playing against the defending champion in the Seattle Sounders that you're saying that they're coming in with less pressure and they're trying to repeat as champions, but nobody's really talking about that because of the season that Toronto have had. So in many ways, it's beautiful drama. I can't wait for it. I think if Toronto and the crowd and everybody recognizes that this game's going to be tough, it's not going to be a 3-2, a 2-0, it's going to be a 1-0 game, and they get behind their team and they stick with them, I think they have enough to get past Seattle.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing atmosphere. MLS Cup final Saturday, and it's one that is not going to want to be missed. Look at some of these signings, and I look at this, and of course I go directly to Victor Rodriguez and Kevin Leerdam of Seattle. Let's start with those two, who were picked up in the summer transfer window. Boy, what important signings those two were, and what tremendous use of targeted allocation money from Seattle.
Yeah, it is, and I would argue that the Toronto have done the same, and they've both teams, good GMs, Bezvechenko for Toronto, Garth Lagerwey at Seattle Sounders, and Chris Henderson, what they've been able to do to construct that roster and realize in this league, if you want to make another run, you have to re-beef that roster. So Tyrone Mears leaves. They bring in Leerdam. They bring in a little bit of extra skill in midfield. Gustav Svensson comes in as well, and he's another, you know, solid player right in the middle of the park, a player that we'll see at the World Cup next year with Sweden, hopefully. And, you know, that's why both of these teams have been able to get through some of these tough patches, because Seattle didn't have the greatest of starts, and they weren't that convincing. But since, you know, the middle of the year, not like last year where they just went on an absolute tear, they've gotten stronger in a quiet way. I just think people saw them building up steam, but was never, well, Seattle's a banker to be an MLS Cup. But here they are, and with a motivated Clint Dempsey as well.
Yeah, that's a great storyline, Clint trying to win an MLS Cup final. And also, you know what I love about Brian Schmetzer? He's so out front, the manager of Seattle. You know, he'll basically say to you, yeah, we're going to play Wilbrun up front, and we'll have Ladero underneath and Clint underneath. And here's what, you know, I just love that level of confidence from a manager.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And you know, Brian Schmetzer deserves a lot of credit for what he's been able to do. And, you know, he had a quote when we spoke with him a couple weeks ago saying, you know, I'm a good manager because I've got a good team. I've got a good group of players. I'm not buying that. He's done a great job with this team, even if he wants to sell me the humble pie. And the way that they've just been able to put this team, the little tactical changes, like you said, and the Clint Dempseys and the Laderos, and they're going to get Jordan Morris back, and just to keep this group motivated to make a run at second MLS Cup is quite the task for that manager.
All right, now I'm going to flip it over to Greg Vanney and Toronto FC, and you mentioned it. They've put together a heck of a body of work, and I just wish these big bodies of work were recognized more in Major League Soccer. But the minute we get into the playoffs, it really kind of gets swept under the carpet. From that perspective, if they win this MLS Cup, this could be the greatest season or would be the greatest season the team has ever put together, Toronto FC.
Yeah, they would, and that's why Greg Vanney won Coach of the Year. And I asked a number of the players. I said, "Hey, how much credit does Greg Vanney deserve?" Because nobody really talks about his influence on this group, and it's almost expected. Well, you have the best players, and my counter was, "Well, they've spent a lot of money in the past, and it hasn't gotten them anywhere. And they finally found a manager that was able to manage those personalities, put them all together to make the perfect recipe, get the buy-in on day one." Keep certain things simple, put the little pieces around those stars to let them shine, and get the buy-in from the entire team, I think was the most important, this mentality. And he called it a process. He said, we go through a process every day in training. We go through a process every week in the lead-up to a game. Our process started on week one. Nothing changes to now, and all we're doing now is resetting and looking to MLS Cup as another part to finish that process that we started on day one, which I just love. He has everybody dialed in. There's one message from the top, and every player looked like they enjoy playing for Greg Vanney, and so he deserves a lot of credit, like you said, Glenn.
Yeah, and there's always this prevailing sort of thought that, oh, you know, Toronto FC's got all the riches, Seattle, of course they should win, and that's... That it's just such poor judgment to say that, because, look, you have big problems with managing, not problems, but you have the challenge of managing big egos and big players. So, you know, I don't think one or the other, a team with lesser egos or one with larger egos, you can sort of condition it and say that one's harder or more difficult than the other. They both have challenges, and I think Greg Vanney and Brian Schmetzer have done outstanding jobs. And I think Brian's approach, as you mentioned, is a lot about deflecting a lot of, you know, the great moments of this team onto his players, onto his staff, and great leaders do share it with everybody.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. And I think Greg Vanney should be one down the line, even guys like Greg Berhalter, the names that should be thrown in the hat when we start talking about the U.S. men's national team job. And, you know, we threw that to Greg Berhalter last week when we saw him, and he was quick to downplay it and said, I'm nowhere near ready for that. But I think someone like that would love to take that job. Maybe it's not now. Maybe it's in 2 years. Maybe it's after the next World Cup. But I certainly think these guys have bright futures as managers.
Any particular matchups or areas of this game that jump out to you at this point, Stuart? I know we're a couple days out.
I would say in the center of the park. I thought Ozzie Alonso last year was the MVP of the game. And in a final when you need, it was all about the stars. And I remember doing our pregame show and it was talking Giovinco and Altidore versus Nico Ladero. Jordan Morris, all these big stars, but I thought Alonso in the end was the best player on the field. And I look at that matchup again this weekend, and I think now you have Victor Vasquez in the middle of the field with Michael Bradley in there as well. And then for Seattle, you have Svensson, you have Christian Roldan, who's quickly become one of the most reliable players in the league. And then you also have Clint Dempsey and Ladero popping in there. And I think whoever wins that midfield battle right in the heart of the field is going to be the team that wins the game.
Yeah, this is exciting. There really are a ton of storylines to this one. We've seen some teams basically stand somebody on Michael Bradley to kind of disrupt him a little bit and try to make him a little bit uncomfortable. Do you see Seattle doing that?
I think so. I think it's interesting hearing Christian Roldan talk to him. He said that Gonzalo Pineda, an assistant coach, had told him he needs to be a little nastier on the field. He wants to see him getting guys' faces and put some tough challenges. So I think he will be one. Even we saw the Columbus Crew. They played a really tight blow block to try and limit space for Altidore and Giovinco, and they really didn't get into the game much at all until they came to life for the goal, and it was just a little scrappy play at the back heel from Giovinco, 1-2, and the ball is in the back of the net. So I think if you can try and just, not dirty, but just try and rough those guys up, throw them off their rhythm, force them to go and pick the ball up wide where they're not dangerous. That's going to be the most important, I think, for Seattle. And like you said, that's going to be a tough task, though.
Boy, what a sublime goal that was. I could watch that one over and over. And I love the fact that that game was won on a spectacular class goal like that.
I know. I was just praying that it didn't go to penalties because that makes for a long night, as you know.
Boy, I'll tell you, that was an unbelievable finish because how about the cross that went through went through a bunch of players at Columbus, nearly stuck home? I mean, that would have been a huge blow and a huge upset.
Well, I know,
if
that
happened,
would even have sent them through regardless. It was Ola Kamara at the back post. He saw it late. I mean, any body part on that going forward, that's in the back of the net. It was incredible to watch.
And it was a great storyline with Columbus trying to get the past Toronto FC and then host. All right, let's move on. December 16th, kick-in for Houston celebrity soccer matches. Everybody out there knows our lives may be going on, but a lot of people still having real challenges from Hurricane Harvey. Kick-in for Houston, the celebrity soccer match started by Stu. It's December 16th from 5 to 8 p.m., BBVA Compass Stadium. Tickets are available at ticketing.axs.com, I'm sure through the Houston Dynamo as well. Stu, what else do you have to say on kick-in for Houston?
Yeah, actually, we've had quite a few developments. We even got a couple of Houston Astros involved in the mix now, Glenn. We've got Alex Bregman. Dallas Keuchel's in the mix. We've also got Ocho Cinco, who will be playing in the game, and one or two others that I cannot announce just yet, but we are close to finalizing them. I think it's just going to be a fun time, honestly. It's a way and a creative way that people can come out. People can support the other Houstonians that are still in need. 100% of the money will be going back to the city of Houston. We're going to work with Assist the Officer in helping families of first responders that have been impacted by the storm. We're going to be working with Habitat for Humanity, rebuilding some homes in Houston. We're even going to work to put a local soccer field in and around the Houston area. And just try to make the biggest impact we can. So there's a number of ways you can help. All of them are on our website. You can donate tickets for people to attend. You can buy tickets and come out, because that's what we really want. We want people to come out and support and just share in what I think is going to be a really fun evening, entertaining soccer match with some of the biggest stars in soccer and entertainment and sports. How about Roger Clemens? I mean, what position is he going to play, Glenn? You think center forward?
I think either center back or you could throw him in the box here with that big body to knock a few people around, or you could put him as a center back to lay a few people out, or even put him in goal. He's probably got great hands.
Yeah, we got a lot of options. Bodie Miller is already talking a big game. He said, he's like, you weenie soccer players have never dealt with a guy that's 260 running through. Right through the middle, just barreling people. And I said, well, I'll disagree with that. I played against some big players in my day, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm pumped Ocho Cinco's coming, because he was on this show. He's a funny guy. He'll add a lot to it. He loves the game of soccer. He'll go anywhere to play a soccer match, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what he said. As soon as I asked his agent and I got in touch with him, he said, yeah, I'm in 100%. Where do I play? Where do I sign?
Remember when he had the trial with Sporting Kansas City? He was on trial.
I do. I remember he was playing as a left winger. It was a great. I was yet to gauge his level. I mean, the guys told me he's got a good little touch on him. He can hit a good cross. Either way, I just love that his passion for the game. I always see him tweeting about playing FIFA.
He's a big FIFA guy.
For him to shake it up now against some of the best in U.S. soccer history should be a lot of fun to watch.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Kicking for Houston Celebrity Soccer Match. Stu set it up. It's December 16th. Ticketing.axs.com, HoustonDynamo.com for tickets. Let's get out there. Let's help raise some funds for Hurricane Harvey relief. Stu, as always, thank you very much for coming on. Enjoy the MLS Cup final.
Glenn, my man, I hope to see you. Well, we'll see you there at Kicking for Houston anyways. Can't wait to have you part of all of it.
Absolutely. I'll be there. It's done deal.
Okay, see you, man.
All right.
Bye.
Stu Holden, we wrap it up in big style tonight. Again, it's Celebrity Soccer Match that benefits Hurricane Harvey relief. December 16th, Kicking for Houston Celebrity Soccer Match down at BBVA Compass Stadium.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.